With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The offseason is difficult for any fan, but Snapdragon apple season kicks off in October, and it's worth the wait. Snapdragon apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. Football tonight, Steve.
Mm-hmm. White out.
Bengals and Dolphins.
Bengals are going to have white helmets with black stripes.
Yeah, they're going to be like the Siegfried and Roy version, yeah, right. Version of the Bengal Tiger.
Well, there you go.
Wouldn't it be great if they were still around? Have them come out before the game?
Pray tell, what are your thoughts about the Miami Dolphins going into Cincinnati and winning that game?
You mean what do I think if they win?
No.
Or do I think they're going
to
win?
Do you think they're going to?
Their defense is very good, but that trio of receivers might be too much. Especially knowing Byron Jones still isn't back from the PUP list. Nick Needham is going to get spun around like a top tonight, I think.
So you think Bengals by a bunch?
No. Somewhere between 7 and 10. I think they win by like a touchdown. Because the Bengals still find a way to let teams stay in games.
Bengals' defense is really good.
It is very good.
Very good.
I think Tua could have some problems tonight, especially in a road atmosphere.
Well, that's what
I mean, let's not forget, two of their first three games have been at home.
Yeah, I think Miami gets lumped up.
Yeah, I mean, Tua's probably not 100% either with his lower back injury. It was questionable coming
lower
into
back
the game.
And what else? Lower back.
Oh, I don't know.
There was something
I don't
else.
Even know.
Yeah, ankle or something. Yeah. So, I just don't think.
You think
Miami's
the chickens come home to roost on the Dolphins tonight?
Yeah, they've gotten. Nah,
they've been fortunate. They've also been very efficient.
They're one of those teams that expects the other team to come back to them. You know. They think, you know, like the Ravens or the Bills, they expect those teams to make enough mistakes that they're going to stay close. And if they don't make mistakes, which they don't, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Which they don't. They're going to be able to nip it at the end. And that's what they did against the Bills. That's obviously what they did against Baltimore when Baltimore blew a couple of coverages and they turned it into 14 points in the win. So, yeah, I just think that's a tough way to count on winning.
It is. They've been fortunate. I don't think there's any question. You got to have a little bit of luck to pull out game like you did last week. So there's that. And their offense really wasn't a whole lot to write home about in week one when they won 20-7 over New England. Now, you can say what you want. The facts are the facts. They're 3-0. Do they go 4-0 tonight? I'm not so sure.
Right.
I think Cincinnati is going to be up for that one. So I would lean towards Cincinnati in the game.
Me too.
But we'll see.
Time.
We'll see. So I think it'll be a good game at the outset. But short week for both teams. The quality of play might suffer a little bit.
Right.
But we'll find out soon enough. That is another one of those Amazon Prime games Thursday night. So have your viewing habits shift accordingly. It was pretty funny in week one. All the people on social media predicting their parents calling them saying, "Where's the game? Yeah. I can't find it."
So true, though. How do I what? You get no.
It's not on TV. Where is this thing?
I'm on Amazon. How do I order it?
How do I order it? Oh, I got to tell you, the first week, Amazon made it as easy as possible. You pull up Amazon Prime and boom, it's right there. Football.
Yeah.
Pick it. Like right now. Just don't go anywhere. Just highlight it, pick it, off you go.
Well, they pulled like two and a half or three times the numbers that they did when they had the one game before. And you think they paid all this money for these rights, and then you realize, like at that game alone, they got more subscribers than they gotten over the last 2 years combined, or something like that. You know, more new subscribers.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for. They want people to get to it, find it, use mm-hmm. it, and get used to using it, so they're comfortable there and they start you know watching.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a vehicle Thursday Night Football is! Oh my gosh!
Now that the media viewing portion of practice is over, we can pass this along to you. Ryan Bates was out there participating in practice in a red non-contact jersey, but he had a helmet and pads on, and he was doing football-related activities. In this five-step return-to-play protocol of concussion protocol, doing football-specific activities, which he was doing today, albeit in a limited fashion, puts him in step four of the five-step return-to-play protocol. All that would be left after that is full medical clearance for full football activity. So the fact that he's in step four here on a Thursday is pretty encouraging, and at least opens up the possibility that he could be out of concussion protocol by the end of the week.
That's right. And it
doesn't guarantee it.
The next step has to do with also what he feels like tomorrow.
Well, right.
After today. And then
baseline testing,
and all that. And does he have a headache? Does he does he have any setbacks, or does he just not feel great?
But that means, Steve, that he's already gotten through the following. He's gotten through light aerobic activity. They test him the next day. No changes. Good. You go to the next step. Step three, more aerobic exercise, more strength training at a higher rate.
Right.
You know, they get your heart rate up.
Right. Yeah, they break a sweat.
And they test you again. And if you pass that, you go on to football-specific activities, which is where he was today. So he does some of that. We're presuming in practice, once the Thursday injury report comes out, probably limited, right? He's not going to be a full participant. And if he comes through that okay, maybe he gets to practice fully on Friday. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I guess the safe thing to say here is this is encouraging that he's already in step four.
Right, and it's encouraging. Even if he doesn't make it back this week, it's encouraging for him coming back sometime in the near future. I mean, it's not going to be a 5 or 6 week kind of thing, maybe,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. We've seen guys do that. Mitch Morse had a struggle to come back from it 2 years ago.
He did. He did.
It comes down to the players being really honest with the evaluators and it's like with Tua and his back injury last week. If the guy's going to come to you and say, "No, I feel great. It wasn't my back. It wasn't my head. It was my back."
Yeah.
What are the doctors going to do? How honest can the guy be? But, you know, you're right. Step four is close. I mean, he's got a chance this week.
He's got a chance. We have at least
a chance to be available.
Right. We have to take a break here, but when we come back, hour number two will begin with Bills Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas. He's coming your way next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.